This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 1182, Increasing the Price of Petrol, IELTS Answers.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
One of the toughest questions you can get for IELTS writing task 2 is about increasing prices of petrol in a mixed essay question, a combination of an opinion and a problem solution question. Today, we'll tell you the highest scoring way to write an essay for this question. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Aubrey, is gas expensive where you live right now?
Yes,
So crazy. It's gotten really, really exorbitant. We just bought a Jeep for our daughter who's about to get her license.
Rad.
She's really excited about it, but we don't ever want her to drive it because it costs so much to fill it up.
Oh, I can't imagine. Jeeps would be terribly fuel inefficient.
Horrid gas mileage.
That's
yes.
Rough. But I love Jeeps. I've always wanted like a Jeep Wrangler. Yes. I thought that was like the coolest car.
It is. It's a Jeep Wrangler. But the person who sold it to us put Rubicon tires on it. So it has these big, cool off-road tires. It's kind of ridiculous because I don't know if we'll ever take it off-roading.
That's awesome.
It's just so fun.
It sounds like a beast of a car. Yes. I love it. Guys, so we know that this type of question, this topic, the price of petrol or gas, as we say in the States, this topic pops up in writing task 2, sometimes speaking part 3, but not really, guys. This is basically a writing task 2 topic. And we've seen a few different ways of this topic being presented. But most likely, guys, if you see this on writing task 2, it will be in the form we are sharing today. So we're going to share a task 2 question about this and then tell you some ideas for how to answer it. Because this isn't an easy thing. I mean, these days, I guess we talk about it a lot because it is topical, but I don't think normally, right?
Exactly, right? Before this sort of recent gas surge, at least in the United States, it's not something people chatted about or really thought about that much because it's just sort of a necessity. In areas where people drive, you just realize like you're going to have to pay for gas. It's not coming up very often in conversation. So it might be tricky to get this on task 2 if you haven't thought a lot about the vocabulary related and really thought about how do I feel about this and how could we fix this?
Also, what if you live in cities where you just don't drive?
Right.
I mean, this would be really hard to write about then. I know, like, I didn't have a car. I didn't drive at all for like a decade because I was living in cities where I didn't need cars. So I just had a bicycle or a scooter, right? So this would be really hard to answer if you don't drive.
I know. If really you read a question like this and your first thought is sort of like, I don't care, this has nothing to do with me. It's going to take you a little longer to brainstorm. So you need to have thought about it ahead of time for sure.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so let's get to it. Aubrey, can you read the task 2 question, please?
Yeah, here we go. Increasing the price of petrol is the best way to solve traffic and pollution problems. To what extent do you agree or disagree? What other measures do you think might be effective?
There is a lot in this question, guys. So the first step when you see a task 2 question is you need to underline all the keywords because you need to include, you need to address all of the key ideas in the question in order to get even a 6 for task response. Okay, so Aubrey, what would the key ideas be in this question?
Yeah, so price, petrol, because I have seen someone write about this essay and just sort of get off topic because they didn't focus enough on the price. It was went more toward just talking about pollution. And that's not the only thing we're talking about here, right?
Yeah.
So then solve traffic pollution because you need all of those ideas. You can't just hit one or the other.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Guys, the first, it doesn't matter how easy the question might look or how difficult, you must underline the keywords when you read the question. So that's what we have to address throughout the essay, those ideas. And then the questions after that tell us what kind of essay we're writing. What do we include in the body paragraphs? So here's the first question. To what extent do you agree or disagree? That's where we give our personal opinion. You have to say I. You have to be direct in order for a high score, guys. So say whether you agree or disagree in paragraph 2. And then in paragraph 3, we have the next question. What's the final question there?
What other measures do you think might be effective? So make sure you understand what they're asking here, right? They're asking for solutions, other solutions, and notice the plural. You have to share 2 here.
And here, gosh, there are so many ways this question could be tricky. I could see a student reading this too quickly and just seeing effect there and then thinking it was asking for effects of something and totally going off topic in paragraph 3. I could see a student just seeing agree or disagree and then only writing an argument essay, not even addressing solutions. Like there's so many ways you guys could really just go off the rails with this question.
It really is vital that you take the time to make sure you understand what you're being asked, right? For a mixed essay like this, look at these questions individually. You're going to answer each one in its own paragraph, and you need to make sure you understand what are you being asked in that question.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
So here's how we have to organize the second paragraph, okay? Because again, we want to try to address everything in there. So it's asking us for our opinion. Right? To what extent do you agree or disagree? I would start with a point for the other side, which is called a concession. Okay, so I talk about both sides in one paragraph. That way, I'm talking about everything in that question. So my opinion is that that would be a great way. So I agree with that. I'm like, that's an awesome way to solve traffic and pollution problems. So that means I have to start with a concession. So I would say, although some say, or although some are of the opinion that this is not the ideal way to solve these issues, because people will still find ways to get gas and drive their vehicles, I, however, feel that this is the perfect solution. And then I would have to support that and say why I agree. So I would say that, yes, I agree, because this is the most direct way, is through people's wallets. If it's so expensive, people literally cannot afford it. They will be forced to find other means of travel, like bicycles and trains, decreasing pollution, lessening the number of vehicles, right? So we're addressing everything in there. And then I would give a personal example, right? Aubrey, would you have a personal example as to how the increasing prices of petrol have decreased the amount you use your car?
Yes, definitely. Like I shared at the beginning, our daughter is working, but we don't always let her take this Jeep because gas costs so much. So we make her ride her bike. So it's a direct result of gas being expensive that she's not putting as many emissions into the air. There's less traffic because she's riding her bike to work to avoid having to pay for gas.
And notice there, guys, how, yes, we can give a personal example, and you should in this case because it's so easy, and you're still bringing it back to the question. You're still connecting it like Aubrey did, right? I'd say the same. I would say, personally speaking, the astronomical increase in gas prices recently has significantly reduced the amount I drive or the amount I put my vehicle on the road as I carpool a lot more and share rides with others. So again, we're like bringing up the less traffic there is because I'm driving less and I'm putting out less emissions into the air.
Yes, exactly. Excellent. So the tricky thing here where you're talking about a concession, that's what's really pushing up your score. Because if you just do one, if you just say, I agree because blank or I disagree because blank, you're really not addressing the whole question. You're really not addressing the other side. So to score 8 or higher on your task 2, on your task response score, you need that concession where you recognize the other side, share one reason they feel that way, and then make it clear. Like you said, I, however, believe, right? Really, really high scoring to do that.
Exactly. And yes, concessions are complicated. That's why they increase your score by so much, guys. I encourage you to go to our website, allearsenglish.com, and just search concession, and you can get more free episodes about that. Guys, by the way, if writing is like the main issue for you, as far as your IELTS test goes, if writing is the main thing holding you back, you can take our Three Keys writing only course, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/writing-only and check that out. Model band 9 essays, templates for every type of task 2, all the examples for task 1. So check that out, guys, allearsenglish.com/writing-only. All right, let's get to that third paragraph before we finish up today, Aubrey. So now we need to write about 2 solutions.
Yes, exactly, right? And we highly recommend if you have to come up with 2 solutions in this paragraph, don't come up with 5 and then decide which are best. You do not have time. There's so much to brainstorm for this essay.
Yeah.
The first 2 you come up with that makes sense, stick with those so you can start writing, right?
Totally.
So the first one I came up with was reducing the price of electric vehicles so they're more affordable for the average person, right? Yes. And then you could start that paragraph with, regarding supplemental methods to reduce congestion and emissions, one possibility would be reducing the price of electric vehicles. Really high level sentence.
Miss Aubrey, I love that that introduction sentence so much. That's like the best topic sentence. Such great vocab.
Thank you.
yeah, totally. Oh my gosh, electric. I want an electric car, but it is like cost prohibitive at this point. So yeah, definitely. I think the government could subsidize that and reduce those prices. All right. What is another solution, Aubrey?
Yeah, so it's funny, as I'm like, actually, I probably would have my second solution be related to that. So it is more related to have more chargers for electric cars, because I think that's awesome. A lot of reason too, cost aside, people are worried they won't be able to charge, so they can't drive that far. Yeah. So that would be my second reason, is increasing the availability of charging for electric vehicles.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. So the topic of the paragraph is electric cars, but you still have 2 different solutions related to that. That would be such a well-crafted paragraph. All right, guys. So remember, if you just want to get all of the ideas, strategies, vocab you need to raise your writing score on IELTS, go to allearsenglish.com/writing-only. Check out that course. All right, Aubrey, thanks for chatting about this today. This is a hard question.
I know. I hope you guys are ready now. If you get this question, you are ready. You are ready. Practice writing it, because there's a good chance you'd be asked about this on test day.
All right. Awesome. I'll see you next week, Aubrey.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.